Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. It is much appreciated. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. This is a perfect time of year to do a little Remy and ginger ale or Remy and ginger beer. That's my favorite cocktail. You can do a Remy sidecar too, but a Remy and ginger ale gets you right. It's perfect for a warm night in the city beautiful. I wanted to talk a little bit about Chicago in today's episode. Not that I don't ordinarily do that, but this is specifically about like the city. And it has to do with NASCAR. Now, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan. I've had a couple of drivers. In fact, Bubba Wallace was on House of L earlier this year. You can go back and take a listen to that episode. I was dead set against the NASCAR city race. Dead set against it. When it was announced, I was like, I don't like that. I don't like the idea of that. And over the last 3 years, I've interacted with a lot of NASCAR people. Strangely enough, like, this is wild, but the NASCAR offices are in the same building that the Score is in. So I run into a bunch of NASCAR people all the time. Like when I go into the parking garage, they're the NASCAR cars, like the courtesy cars that are all painted up and everything. They are in there. And it's wild. Like to see like all the different types of cars, like brands that they have, and all the promo people that are working to try and spread the word about the race and what's cool about it and everything else. I've talked to people who handle some of the media stuff for NASCAR, and they've been great. They're always offering. It's not always a fit for what we do over at the Score. If we can find, like, usually if it's a big bit, like if it's Jeff Gordon, like we could have had the opportunity to talk with Jeff Gordon. But I think that Spiegs and I's show was cut short that day by a Cubs game. It was like one of those things where the Cubs were playing the Reds or somebody at 5:05, and Jeff was only available at 5 o'clock. Strangely enough, Layla went to his presentation, and she had a great time. I guess that's someone that was on her list of people that she's always wanted to meet in this industry. And he did not disappoint from what she told me. So when it comes to the big names, if Jeff Gordon or Dale Jr. wants to come by, or I really think that Bubba is intriguing, he won't stop fighting. He needs to stop fighting. Whenever he comes to Chicago, he seems to be fighting somebody. But whatevs. It's less about that. I have learned to be like, okay, this is now a staple in Chicago for the summer, that for 3 weeks, I am not going to be able to access the north side of the city and take my black ass home when I'm done with the show. And yeah, it was a pain in the butt. Like race weekend, I've never had this experience before. July 3rd, I was doing the show. Spiegs and I were doing the show. We were finished, and there were a couple of things that I was thinking about doing July 3rd. Like my niece had a birthday party out in Batavia, like all sorts of stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll go home real quick and then I'll head out to the Western Burbs. It took me an hour to get home. And I should have known. Like when I was driving in wasn't too bad because southbound Lakeshore Drive was closed, basically. And I should have taken that as a clue and should have just taken the Metro home that night. And gone back and gotten my car at a later date. Because it wasn't like, you know, yeah, I can get around. And now I have the humble brag. Now I have the Blackmobile, the fast car here. So it's not like I would have been without a car. I could have just left my day-to-day car downtown. But it took me an hour to get home. Because then everyone had to funnel back towards the expressway. And even if you take side streets or main streets, like getting to a main street to take back south was a difficult thing to do. With the contract with NASCAR being up, the city is trying to figure out whether or not it's a net positive for the city. Now, the financials haven't quite lived up to what is promised. And by the way, this is something that you should keep in the back of your mind. Whenever you see someone trying to tell you that, oh, well, it's going to be an economic boon for the city. Like that's one of the things that people will tell you, that it's going to generate so much money. And then the math gets fuzzy and you're like, eh? Are the citizens of the city actually getting that money or getting services to go along with it?
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In the last 3 years, while the race has been here, I have found myself a little bit more drawn to it. And I do think that it is a good thing. But if Mayor Johnson decided that he wanted to move on from this, I would understand. The reason that I would understand is we lose so much time with Grant Park in the summer. Now, all the festivals and stuff that we're used to, I think, are great. Whether it's Jazz Fest or Blues Fest, I think that's great. But when you have so much races and Lollapalooza, it cuts that off. And the Lakeshore Drive thing is a big deal for me. It might not be a big deal for other people, but it is for me. I live where I live because of the proximity to Lakeshore Drive. It makes it fairly easy for me to get to work every day. And I hate being cut off from the north side. Between the construction that's been on the Kennedy and Lakeshore Drive being cut off for 3 days, I mean, it's probably closer to five, actually, when I think about southbound Lakeshore Drive being cut off. So let's call it 5 days. That really prohibits movement. And specifically for me, like, I am being selfish in this and talking about it. I do like to go north and check out different things and eat at different places. And for those 5 days, like, I'm confined to the south side and the south burbs, which is not a bad thing. But when you're like, oh, you know, it's summertime shy and you want to be all up in the city and all up on the lakefront, it can make things difficult to navigate. And then you add in like a fire game, for example. And then that makes it even more restrictive. Grant Park being shut down, like think about the amount of time it is for setup and for breakdown for the NASCAR race and setup and breakdown for Lollapalooza. It takes a big chunk out of the summer. Here's my suggestion. I don't think that NASCAR should just go away. I think that, not that NASCAR asked me, I think that NASCAR should have Chicago in a rotation of cities that do the course race stuff. I know that they've been talking to San Diego. Like, make it Detroit, Chicago, San Diego, and have your road races in those, or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what combination. I'm just thinking of three places that are interested in NASCAR and have had NASCAR events. Make it a 3-year rotation. So every 3 years you have to deal with the type of gridlock that happens because of the NASCAR race. Now, I think that initially one of the reasons that Mayor Lightfoot okayed this a few years ago was I think that Chicago wanted to show that they could hold an F1 race. Now, I don't know if they proved that, but the relationship with NASCAR shouldn't just go away. Now, maybe maybe Joliet gets put back on the schedule and it can be the Chicago. I'm using air quotes because you can't see me because we're on an audio platform. But maybe that's the compromise here, that they just start having stuff back at Joliet. But I did think it was kind of cool to have a NASCAR race, a NASCAR event, and all of the cool events that went on outside of it. That's where I thought NASCAR really got it right. They were out here, like they were in the neighborhoods doing events and trying to spread the word. And I think that that's good. I think that that's something that should continue. I just don't think it should be every year. So that's my solution. I don't know if you have one. I don't even know if you care. But my solution is stay in a rotation with Chicago every 3 years. I might even be able to be convinced every other year, but it can't be every year. With everything else that we have going on downtown, people need access to Buckingham Fountain. People need access to Grant Park. And it shouldn't be, that's definitely not in Daniel Burnham's plan for the lakefront, for it to be corporatized in a way that the citizens of the city can't use all of that without a ticket. There's got to be, kids are out of school, the museum, between the museum campus and, downtown, people should be able to use that more often. Even if they choose not to, it should be available to them. If one afternoon they're like, hey, let's go to the fountain, or let's walk around the lakefront, let's go to Adler and then walk across, walk underneath and hang out in Grant Park, whatever they want to do, it should be available to them. But to me, the compromise is every couple of years or every 3 years. Let me know what you think. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com is the way that you can email the show. Thanks to Remy Martin for all their love and support. We appreciate you. I will talk to you next time. Peace.